I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Uganda's government wants all camps of internally displaced people in the north to be closed by December 31. This comes as rebels signed a truce last week to spur peace talks. Every Child Ministries' John Rouster says now is a strategic time to look at what the hope of Christ can do.
We've been invited by Action International to come and see if Every Child Ministries can develop some children's programs in the neediest IDP camps, where the children are virtually having no teaching, and there's been two generations now where there's been virtually no schooling of the children.
Next, 75 years worth of dedication to world evangelism has yielded a more focused mandate for HCJB World Radio. HCJB's Dee Walker says that requires a vision for global planning that starts in Latin America. The resulting program will serve as a model for growth on an international scale.
One of the things we're looking at is to have a center in Latin America. But then another approach would be have a mobile center that moves from different regions. You know, once we've set everything in motion, a mobile center that will move to different regions so that we do not uproot these local believers from their immediate vicinities.
And a team of 50 Operation Mobilization volunteers and workers with Asia Challenge in northeast Thailand recently traveled to three rural areas unreached with the gospel. Hundreds of students made decisions for Christ. 137 others chose to follow him through the medical clinics. Plans are underway to return to these villages and schools as early as December. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of the book, The Jungle Pilot, for Mission Aviation Fellowship, call 1-800-995-4828. It's the gripping story of the life and witness of Nate Saint, martyred missionary pilot to Ecuador. You can also request a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.